everybody, it's me, Blake, and this is episode number 7 of the Lily Pad Ponderings podcast. So if you want to get more from the podcast, go to iTunes or any podcast directory and you can subscribe there and also give me a rating because that really helps me out a lot. And if you want to find out more about me or anything else, you can go to beyourownbook.com or the Facebook page for Be Your Own Book. Okay, and also, since it's a Lily Pad Ponderings Day, if you'd like more poetry from my grandmother, Loda Schreckeis, you can go to lilypadponderings.com. Today, we're talking about the face of God. And so, I will just get right into reading the poetry. So, here we go. The face of God. He came to me a king in garments of silk and linen, his countenance one of glory and of truth, his bearing indicating his noble birthright. His gifts are offerings of life and peace. His purpose is fulfillment. He rode upon a steed of the finest stock, bringing into the world a savior. When he drew near to me, I cried a fountain of bitter and sweet tears. Bitter for my lack of knowing him truly, sweet for in his tender grace he brought me into his heart, his very heart. God came, I saw Jesus. The world saw only a man. Loda Schreckeis, May 2012. Okay, well, that's it. I think it's maybe a little muddled, but for me, it was very straightforward as to what, I don't know. It was pretty straightforward, I think, to what you see. It was talking about God or Jesus. What do you see when you look upon Jesus? And of course, this is over 2,000 years ago, but when, you know, you've created this idea of who Jesus was, many saw just the man Jesus, and, you know, he got crucified. Obviously, if they thought he was a God, that probably wouldn't have happened. But many saw the man Jesus and not really who he was behind that, who his spirit was, and that was God. And even past that, I think you should be able to look past everybody, you know, all humankind, and don't just see them as, you know, Sally over here. You have to look past her flesh and look into her spirit and see who and where she is in her life. And that's where discernment with God comes in. But this is not a religion show. This is just talking about poetry and such. So I hope you really like that. And if you want to get more from the podcast, of course, go to iTunes directory and you can give me a rating and subscribe there and get all the new podcasts as they come out. So that is really great. Also, if you want to find out more about me, you can go to beyourownbook.com or the Be Your Own Book Facebook page. And if you would like to find more poetry from Loda Schreckeis, you can go to lilypadponderings.com. And this is all linked up in the show notes or the blog post at beyourownbook.com. I will see you guys next time.